Hello. The skies are grey over Johannesburg this morning, the flags still fluttering at half-mast. This is a nation deep in mourning after the death of its most famous citizen. Thousands of bunches of flowers have been left outside Nelson Mandela's home, where he died on Thursday. The tributes are still coming in. President John Mahama of Ghana said he was the greatest African who ever lived. President Assad of Syria said Nelson Mandela's life was an inspiration to freedom fighters and a lesson to tyrants. Fergal Keane was our man there in the years before the historic election in 1994, which brought white rule to an end.
In my years reporting from the country, I met Mandela on many occasions and I was lucky to interview him at some length. He was not a saint, nor did he ever pretend to be. Mandela understood that he was an icon and he used this status in the name of his people's struggle. But that is a very different thing from creating a personality cult for the sake of power. My fondest memories of Mandela centre on his humanity and vulnerability. Like the morning he announced his separation from his wife Winnie, I was ushered into his office and caught in his expression a look of profound melancholy. All the years in jail, the life devoted to struggle, had accumulated to this wrenching moment. There was none of the usual Mandela confidence that morning, only a man alone with the private grief and regret that no cheering crowds could ever assuage.